Ladies and gentlemen, Noah Garden Swartz.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? We good? I'm thrilled to be here. I really am. I'm thrilled to be doing comedy in front of real people in the same room as me again. It's been a while. Last week, I got an email from some guy who asked me if I'd be willing to roast his friend for a Zoom bachelor party. And I was like, oh, every word in that sentence is sadder than the last. I was like, honestly, I don't think that'll be a lot of fun for anyone. Why don't you just get a Zoom stripper? And he's like, I don't know, I feel like that'll be kind of awkward. And I was like, yeah, a bunch of dudes looking at a naked woman on a computer, unheard of. I actually got married September 2019. And I had a fantastic bachelor party, but I was 35 when I got married, which is on the older side. You know, like most of my friends already had been married with kids. And I'd been going to bachelor parties with the same group of dudes since we were like 25. So it's just interesting to see how the pendulum swings over the years. You know, because like when you go to a bachelor party when you're 25, everyone is there for the groom. When you go to a bachelor party when you're 35, everyone is there for themselves. Because it's just their weekend away from the wife and kids, and you're just their excuse to get the debauchery that they need out of their soul. It's like all my friends are like, so we're getting cocaine and strippers, right? And I was like, honestly, I don't really like cocaine or strippers. And they're like, yeah, but we're getting cocaine and strippers, right? It's like, fine, twist my arm. We went to Vegas, partied so hard on that Friday night, went out so late. Saturday morning, I woke up and I asked my friend if he needed Advil, and he said he needed Jesus. Do you know how hungover you have to be to make someone named Daniel Goldfarb ask for Jesus on a Sabbath morning?